Welcome to the Dr. April Jasper Show, relevant conversations for business owners of today.
If you suffer from dry, scratchy, irritated eyes, the problem may actually stem from your eyelids. Cleansing eyelids daily is essential for maintaining healthy eyes, which is why doctors recommend OcuSoft Lid Scrub Allergy Eyelid Cleanser. New OcuSoft Lid Scrub Allergy removes oil, pollen, and other contaminants from your eyelids to effectively reduce redness, irritation, and itching caused by seasonal allergies. These pre-moistened wipes are easy to use, on the go, or at home. Simply wipe and leave on. As the industry standard of care, OcuSoft has a full line of eyelid cleansers for various conditions. Available through eye care professionals, most retail outlets, and Amazon.com. Visit OcuSoft.com for more details.
Welcome, everyone, and this is the Dr. April Jasper Show, and the question is, which of us is April Jasper?
Yes, I know. I'm the mini. Hello.
So, a special guest today, Allison Jasper Johnson, is here with us, and she is in optometry school. So, Allie, tell them how this came to be. What was our idea here, and anything you want to say about what you're doing today?
So I'm in my first year of optometry school at Nova Southeastern University down in Davie. I'm loving every single minute of it.
I went to school.
Yes, the exact same place. It's awesome. It's so cool. I actually get to see mom's graduation picture on the wall. It's so cool. So first year of optometry school, I'm loving every minute. I'm finally learning exactly what all those tests that I grew up doing in the practice are for, like what they're actually doing and all that stuff. So I think it's really interesting. But basically, I've noticed over the past year that a lot of my friends had questions about after optometry school, like after you graduate, what should they expect? Like, what's something, should they be nervous about this? Should they be excited about this or that kind of thing? So yeah. I noticed with all these questions, they were like, we don't know who to ask. It's not like we can just go up to someone at a meeting, you know, like the FOA and be like, hey, what do you think? So I was like, hey, why don't I just ask mom and I could bring back the answers. And then it gave us an idea to just put it in a podcast. So if they want to see it, they can just watch it and get the answers. So that's where we're at.
I love that. And Allie came home saying that there are students that are listening to the podcast. We have seen that. So it's kind of fun to be able to make an episode that's specific for them. And I think we'll find that other people might have a little bit of fun with it too.
Yeah.
So Allie gave me a little notice as far as what the questions are, not much, late last night. So I think what's going to be fun is to just talk about it off the cuff, be real, and hopefully bring some value to those of you who are listening. All right, go for it, Allie.
Okay. First question. First one I have is, what is your ideal patient count per day?
Okay.
I get that one a lot.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I'm always so curious, Allison, about why people ask the questions they do. And I don't have the answer for anybody that's listening, but I can imagine that that would be something that would stress somebody out is, how busy am I going to be?
Right.
How fast does my exam have to be?
Right. Yeah.
How do I get everything done? Because right now I watch students, because you guys are first years. I'm sure there's second and third and fourths that are listening, and you guys know it's not a fast exam when you first get started student.
Yeah, it is not. It's very slow. I think they give easily 3 to 4 hours per patient when you first start out in the clinic. So it's, and they pre-warn the patients at the clinic too. They're like, hey, you're going to be here for a couple of hours. And I've been, and I've gotten to sit in on some of those OD2s and OD3s, and they still do a great job. Like, I'm nowhere near that level yet. I'm still learning, and they do a fantastic job adjusting to it and everything. But it is 3 to 4 hours they spend with one patient going over all the tests and everything.
And you know what? I think that everyone that's in that position needs to know, just trust the system. They have it figured out. Your teachers are fabulous.
Yeah.
Your preceptors, instructors, they know what they're doing, and they know how to help you be confident when you are out in practice.
Right.
So it's okay that it takes that long. That's the way you learn. I remember those days too. And believe it or not, you pick up speed pretty quick.
Yeah.
And I think what's really important, what I'd tell them, and this wasn't the question, but I'll give you an answer. What I would tell all those students is, don't worry so much about being perfect. Be thinking about following the steps your preceptors have given you. and ask them questions to help you do better. You know, I mean, that's the important part. They're there for a reason. They've been chosen because they're good at it. Mm-hmm. And they don't cut corners like sometimes happens when you get to clinic and you see other people in practice, hopefully not at our practice, but sometimes that happens. You need to do everything by the book. But anyway, back to the question. What was it again?
So question was, what is your ideal patient count per day?
All right. So let me preface this by saying you definitely want to always do a great job for your patients. Mm-hmm. You know, never sacrifice patient care for money or for a boss or for any other purpose. It's always patients first. That's the optometric oath. Mm-hmm. That's why you all are in optometry school. So let's start with that.
Okay.
Now, when you think about why it matters, the number of patients you see, first of all, I don't know that many of the students or new graduates are just so wealthy that they're just doing this for fun, but there may be a couple. And if so, then you design the practice of your dreams, take as long as you want. Right. However, patients don't want to be there all day.
Right.
Have you noticed that? You've worked in the practice a long time with us.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And what patients love is they love when you can figure it out, get to the heart of the matter, get them the best prescription possible, also have a good time.
Yeah.
And they'll be watching their clock. They'll be looking at their watch constantly mm-hmm. if it's taking too long to do that.
Yep.
So they do judge you based on how long it takes. All right. So that's some baseline data. And that's some background information to get to the answer.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to why those numbers matter financially for you, because ultimately, I think most of you want to make a living seeing patients.
Yes.
That means you need to be able to pay the bills. Is that so?
Yes. Pay the bills, take care of the kids someday, you know, get that house that you always want. Yes.
Exactly.
Be comfortable and not have to worry about anything.
It's kind of hard to do that if you only see two patients in a day.
Right.
Not impossible.
We are excited to have CooperVision as a sponsor of our podcast. CooperVision is one of the world's leading contact lens manufacturers, and they serve eye care professionals and patients in over 130 countries. Their innovative products help millions of patients see every single day. One of the technologies and innovations that we love the most about CooperVision is their groundbreaking technology in soft contact lenses that helps to slow the progression of myopia in children 8 to 12 years old at the initiation of treatment.
But here's what you want to be thinking of. The revenue that you make, so your money that goes in the bank, is going to depend on the money your patients spend. So insurance pays some of the cost of the patient's visit. Sometimes they pay a little bit towards their eyewear and contact lenses.
Right.
But really what it comes down to is if you don't see either the number of patients that you need to make the money you need to make or have enough revenue per patient that you can make that money you need to make, you'll never be able to pay the bills.
Okay.
Yeah, so a business owner. Mm-hmm. So the difference too is sometimes you go into practice as an associate, which is fabulous. You don't have all the headaches of the owner. And what I would encourage you to do if you do that is to come up with a revenue model for your pay that is a percentage of the money you bring in. That way, if you are a go-getter, you do everything you need to do to make sure that your patients know what they need and they want and meet their needs, then you'll see the benefit in your revenue. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Now let's get to the answer though. So the answer to your question is I would suggest two patients an hour that are comprehensive annual eye exams. And then you'll need to tack on a medical. So you have emergencies,
right?
You know, Mondays is typically when we have them all, Mondays and Fridays.
Yep.
So tack on a space in there in that same hour for an emergency or a contact lens progress eval. Mm-hmm. And that's a pretty comfortable day.
Right.
Now go back and do the math though, to see how much money does that mean I'm going to make.
Okay.
So let's say you want to make, let's come up with a number that sounds like a good one. Let's say you want to make $200,000 a year.
Okay.
By make, I mean money in the bank that you can use to pay the bills.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you are an associate, and you've worked out, and we got dad here in the background to do the math for us. You ready, Dave? So if you're an associate and you're going to make 15%, let's just say that your revenue that you take home is 15% of what you bring in. you want to see two patients a day, and you're going to work. Let's talk about, how many work days are there in a year? 260 work days in a year.
Okay. Is that five days a week? Five days a week. Okay. So it's Monday to Friday.
And let's do the math a different way. So let's say $1 million in revenue. So if you bring in $1 million in gross revenue and you're working 260 days a year, of course, vacations will come in. That's fine. We won't worry about that. What are we looking at? How much do they need to make a day? $3,900 a day is what you need to bring in so that when you take the percent, all right, so $3,900. Now let's say it's an 8-hour workday, two patients a day, 2 times 8 is 16, right? Did I do the math right?
I have no idea.
So take the daily revenue you just said divided by 16 patients and give us a number. Here we go. Everybody's waiting.
I'm so not good.
They're doing
math.
The math. They already know it. 240 a patient. Okay. So that's if you saw, and then wait, well, how much do they make then? So 15% of $1 million is 150,000.
Oh, okay. So it's not even the 200.
It's not even the 200. Okay. Now let's go to 200. So let's do a million. They want to make 200. How many patients do they need to see? And, or so David's going to do the math, but does this make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
So you either increase your revenue per patient or you see more patients.
Right.
To get to the revenue that you want.
Okay.
And so I would encourage anyone who's saying, how many patients do I need to see in a day? There have been days when we've seen 30 or 40 patients in a day, not because we're money hungry, but because that many people we had. I mean, there was a Monday just this week. I see patients always on Mondays. That's why we're talking Mondays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And unfortunately, sometimes the office is just like, oh, no, it's Monday.
It's coming. Here we go.
But what ended up happening is I think we had 10 emergency patients that day.
Yeah, I remember. I came in afterwards. I was at school all day and I came in at the end of the day and everyone was like, look at our schedule. And I saw literally they were not there.
It was rough.
That morning, they were not there. And by the end of the afternoon, they had like 11 medicals come in on top of all of the other patients.
And you're not going to turn them away. They have to be taken care of. Right. So we just make sure they know they're going to have to wait. But ideally, you're not going to try to cram in so many patients that you can't do a great job for them. They deserve my best. Mm-hmm. And Allie knows I preach this all the time. It's just like being at Disney World, right? Yep. Everybody that goes to Disney expects the same great experience.
Yep.
It's not fair if Gaston doesn't feel good and he treats you badly or doesn't smile when you go to get your picture with him.
Exactly.
You need to be on stage and be the best you can be every single minute. Don't you agree?
I agree. Yeah.
You've heard me tell this story before. And so everyone at the office, same idea. We can't be off our game. We can't not be the people we need to be, the doctor we need to be to take the best care of the patient. So if seeing 30 patients a day doesn't allow us to do that, that's not okay.
Right.
And I've gone full circle, Allison, from the years past to where I am today. A perfect day for me, honestly, would be that. Two patients every hour. Mm-hmm. Add in another one that is going to be a medical or a contact lens progress eval or just that unexpected one that needs to come in. Maybe mom comes in and says, can my daughter stay and you'll see her too?
Right. Yep.
And sometimes we can do that, but I would not overdo it. Just understand the math, though, because what your doctor that you work for is going to tell you is absolutely you can do that. But I'm going to pay you on a percentage basis and you're going to take home what you earn.
Okay.
And if you want to make the money you want to make, then you have to find a way to have a higher revenue per patient. And we'll talk about that maybe in one of the questions, too, because I'm sure that's a question that needs to be answered as we have this conversation. So I don't know if that's going to make people happy, that answer, but
I mean, it's good to know. It's good to know what to expect because, I mean, if you don't know, if you've never been in practice, which there are some students that we have in the class, friends of mine that have never been in an optometry practice at all.
Yeah.
So they get in there and they're like, we have no idea what to expect. We don't know where we're going. Like, it's just so I think knowing where you want to be or kind of knowing that you have to base it on something is really good to know for right after you graduate.
And you know, the way you get to that number, you're not doing everything yourself. Right now, you guys are learning by doing everything yourself.
Right.
And you need to. That's, again, trust the process. Trust the plan. They have a plan for a reason. It's worked from the beginning of time. Not that I'm the beginning of time, but compared to you.
No.
So trust the process. And the other thing to remember is when you get out of school, the way you're going to trim down that time,
right,
you're not going to be doing everything. Somebody else is going to be helping you. And that's been the fun of being in practice and owning the practice, is being able to find ways to bring in people to be more proficient, more efficient.
Yeah.
Make sure you're always accurate. Provide the best service. I think that's the thing that sometimes right now it's hard to wrap your head around is I'm not going to be doing everything in the future.
Right.
But I need to know how to do everything. So that's why your exams take so long. Part of the reason. Also, you're just new at it. You'll get really, really good. You'll learn how to do things more efficiently. And I would focus on that. The other thing I would focus on is you go to different clinics, as Allie said, watch how they do things. You'll see things that are awful. And not because they're awful in patient care necessarily, but they're not efficient. They're not
right.
They're not smooth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're not. And don't give me any examples because hopefully you haven't seen anything awful yet.
Well, it's just it's funny because I go into a clinic and all I have to compare to is Dr. April Jasper, who is fantastic at everything. So I'm seeing these students do it. And then I see Dr. April Jasper and I'm like, oh, my, I have a lot of work to do.
And you guys will get there. You'll get there. Yeah. And that's. I'm not perfect either, but what I try to do is I try to just kind of trust that process you're in. I trust what I learned, and we go to continuing education to learn more every day.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I mean, we have to keep up. There's going to be, you guys are going to get out of school and know a lot more than those of us who've been out for a long time. So I think that's the other thing that's so important is that when you join the practice, when Dr. Awadallah joined our practice, she helped me to see things that I didn't know and didn't see because she's new out of school and she's got a whole different vision. So I think that's what makes it special as well. All right. So that's a wrap for today. I hope everybody has learned something from this. And really, Allison and I want you to send in more questions. We want to be able to answer those questions. I want to encourage you. You've made a good choice. Optometry is amazing. We change people's lives for the better every day, not just by making them see, but by just being there for them as their doctor, their practice. And you're going to love it. Just trust the process. And send your questions in. We'd love to answer a few more. Thank you, Allison.
Thanks, Mom.
Your eyes and your vision are under attack. Damaging blue light from the sun, your phone, your computer, your tablet, even light bulbs and car headlights is constantly bombarding you. The good news is our eyes actually already have a line of defense to counter the effects of blue light. This defense is made up of three pigments called carotenoids. MacuHealth with Micromycel, the only supplement with the exclusive patent on all three macular carotenoids and Micromycel technology.